Hi everybody, I'm Katya and welcome to the Lotus Flower Yoga Podcast. Feel free to follow me on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube. Now let's begin.
So hi, welcome to my channel. I'm Katya and within this session we're going to explore a beginner's yoga session. So this is perfect for you if you've never done yoga before or maybe you're coming back to yoga. Just to point out that if you've got any injuries or any kind of ailments, then making sure that the doctor has given you the go-ahead that everything is safe, especially if you've had an operation or anything like that. So within this session, I am going to focus on alignment. We're going to go slow. We're going to allow ourselves just to bring ourselves into the space and allow us to be aware of how our body feels as we start to move it in these yoga asanas. Taking your time, if anything doesn't feel right, then you step back, you don't do it, you drop back, you rest, whatever you need to do. This is your practice. I'm just here to guide you through. So to begin with, we're going to start on our back. So just coming all the way down onto your back and just allowing yourself just to see that your spine is one long line from the tail to the crown. Your chin is just tucking towards the chest, so the back of your neck is lovely and long. And then I just want you to draw your shoulders under and down the back so that you feel that the chest is open, but the shoulders are spread on the back. So they're not kind of squeezing together and you're lifting your chest. You're letting them then relax and open on the mat. And then we're just turning our palms up. And we're going to have the knees on top of the ankles. And for a moment, all we're going to do is we're going to come into our body. We're going to allow ourselves just to explore how we feel. So take the hands over your abdomen and just close your eyes for a moment. As you close your eyes down, just allow yourself just to be aware of your body. So you're allowing yourself to move internally. So this time is for you as we start to explore as a beginner how and what the body feels like and how it reacts to the breath and the movements. So just allowing yourself just to feel how your body has arrived. If there's any points of the body that you need to be aware of and taking gentle care of, just noting them. And then I just want you to take a nice deep inhale. And then just want you to exhale out of the mouth and just relax. Just let your body soften. Again, take a nice deep inhale through the nose and then exhale through the mouth. Just relax. Again, a nice deep inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth and relax. Just letting go of any worries, any concerns, any thoughts. And then where your palms are on your belly, I just want you to bring all your attention to that space. And I just want you to see if you can start to guide the breath from the nose to the belly. So you're allowing yourself to breathe through the nose. It comes all the way down into the palms so that you feel your palms swell with the breath. And then as you exhale, it leaves the belly, the breath, back out through the nose. So we're nose breathing, not mouth breathing now. So as you inhale through the nose into the belly, you feel the belly rise. As you exhale out of the nose, you feel the belly soften. Just a few more breaths like this, really expanding your belly so that you can become more and more present with your body and with your breath. And just knowing that the breath is moving into the body and the breath is creating this movement in the belly. So just tune into it. Noticing maybe if this is difficult or if it's easy. And just seeing if you can soften to it. So the more you relax into breathing in this way, the easier it will become. So just allowing yourself just to focus on that swelling of the belly with the inhale and the exhale, that softening. Just one last one here. So throughout this session, we'll just see if we can breathe through the nose. So we're just going to now release the hands and the palms are just going to come down on the floor by the side of our body so that the arms are fully straight. And then with your inhale, with a straight arm, you're just going to start to lift the arms and they're just going to reach up towards the ceiling. So the fingertips are stretching up towards the sky. And then with your exhale, you're just going to float them all the way back down by the side of the body. Again, just keeping this contact as we move. Inhale. We're bringing the arms back on up so that they're pointing towards the ceiling. And then as you exhale, floating them all the way back down. Let's just do one more. Inhale, floating the arms up. Exhale the arms back down. Then we're just going to inhale, we'll float the arms back up. And then we're just going to bring the thumb inside of the palm and we're just going to wrap the fingers around the thumb. And then I just want us to say circles into the wrist. So the arms are staying straight and vertical and we're just circling into the joint here, into the wrists, because we will be working with the wrists a little bit later. So just allowing yourself just to get them joints moving and the other way. And these little movements are perfect for getting rid of any little energy blocks. And then just stretching your arms and fingers and palms back up. And then I just want you to, with your next inhale, just turn the palms to face the back. So the arms are staying vertical, but your palms are going to face the back. With your exhale, we bring in the fingers to touch the shoulders. So the elbows are still pointing up to the sky. With your inhale, send the arms all the way back vertical again, fingers pointing up. As you exhale, bring in the fingers back towards your shoulders. As you inhale, sending the arms back up. And then as you exhale, again, bring in your fingers back to your shoulders. Inhale up. And then turn the palms all the way back to face the front and exhale them all the way back down by the side of your body. Now we're going to bring the arms all the way up and over with an inhale. So with your inhale, float your arms all the way up and over, releasing the arms by the side of the ears. Observe how that feels in your shoulders. As you exhale, float the arms all the way back down by the side of your body. So this interlinking of the breath and the movement, inhale all the way back up and over. Just to really anchor us in, exhale, arms all the way back down by the side. Lovely, let's just do one more. Inhale up. Exhale down. Then bring in that right knee in towards your chest and we're just going to take the hands just in a clasp around your knee. And if you can't get there, you can always take the back of your thigh. That's perfectly fine. We're just going to circle into the ankle. So circle in one way. Again, just feeling into them little joints in the ankle. And the other way, just noticing any little clicks. And then we're just going to point with an inhale and then exhale, flex. So inhale, point the toes away and then exhale, toes to your knee. Inhale, exhale. And then keep them flexed. And then from here, just want you to find an inhale. Just see if you could guide that breath in, maybe down into the belly. And then as you exhale, as the breath leaves, just bring in the head and the shoulders up and you bring in the head towards your knee. And you're feeling that little compression of the thigh down into your lower belly. Inhale all the way back down through your shoulders, through the head. Letting the knee just float away a little bit so it's not compressing the thigh. And then exhale all the way back up. So you feel that little squeeze down in that lower belly. Inhale, melt back down. This feels too much with your neck. You can always bring a hand and exhale. So it would be the left hand just to support your head as you lift it. Inhale back down. Then we'll rest that head. We'll rest that right knee and we'll bring the left knee in. Take that clasp and again, just take them little circles into the ankle. One way. And the other way. Just again, being aware, a little clicking. Then inhale away. Exhale, flex. Toes to you. Inhale away. Flex. Inhale away. Flex. Key flex. Take an inhale. Again, fill the body up with the breath as much as you can. And then with the exhale, you're bringing the head up, you're bringing your shoulders up, and you're feeling that thigh compressing into that lower belly. Get rid of all your breath. Then inhale back down. Shoulders and head soften. And again, the knee just floats away just to release off the lower belly. Exhale, bring it back up. Foot is still flexed. Inhale down. Exhale back up. Inhale back down. And then just bringing both knees in. So you're just going to take right hand on right knee, left hand on left knee. So we're going to move the knees so they come in towards the chest and then move in away and out to the side. So it's like you're breaststroking in a pool. And then the knees open as wide as possible. Keep the hands in contact with the knees as then you bring the knees together as far away as they'll go. And then slowly bring them back in towards your chest and then rotate them round so that they're far away. One more just like that, allowing yourself just to circle into the hip. And then when they come into the chest again, just send them so they move together away and then they circle open and then back towards each other. And again out. So you're just making big circles with the knee. The lower leg is really soft and this motion is just coming right from your hip joint. And then back in, and then just a little rock and roll left to right on the lower back, just feeling how the lower back is. And then we're just going to take an interlock around the knees, flex your feet again, take an inhale. And then with your exhale, see if you can bring the head towards both knees. And again, you can take the back of the thighs here if you can't get hold. And then as you inhale, just melt the head and the shoulders down. As you exhale, again, you're coming back up. Do what you can, support the head if you need to. Exhale back down and up and then slowly back down and then slowly release your feet. We're just going to melt onto one side and then we're just going to come all the way up. So coming all the way up, we're just going to make our way to all fours. So just bringing yourself onto your hands and your knees. Nice. And then from here, just see that your wrists are underneath your shoulders, knees are underneath your hips, and you've got a gap between your knees. And allowing yourself just to be aware that as your your arms are going to stay as straight as they can at this point. So just seeing that your arms do stay straight, because a lot of the time we tend to start, as we start to move into the spine, we want to move the arms. But just seeing if you can keep your arms lovely and straight. And then you're just going to allow yourself just to be aware of your spine. And then I just want you to start to drop the belly button down towards the floor. So the arms are staying nice and strong. You're dropping your belly down. And then you see that the kind of the chest starts to open a little bit as the belly drops down. It's like the sit bones are moving up to the sky. And then you're allowing yourself just to start to tuck the sit bones as you push through the floor. And you let your shoulder blades spread on the back as you drop the head like a cat would when it stretches its back. So dropping the head, you're gazing towards your belly. You're allowing yourself just to tuck the sit bones under as you feel that curve in your spine. And then again, your arms are straight here. And then you're allowing yourself just to start to release the spine back down. So again, it's moving down towards the floor. And again, at this point, just letting your chest open, allowing your head to start to lift. Then again, you're allowing yourself to push the earth away as you release the head, allowing yourself just to tuck the sit bones. So again, the sit bones are tucking under, you're gazing towards your belly, you're pushing the earth away as you spread your shoulder blades away from each other. Then as your belly drops down towards the floor, you feel that your shoulder blades start to come back towards each other on the back and your chest starts to open. And again, you gaze forward. Your belly is soft. Let's just do one more. Again, you're pushing the earth away. You're just tucking the sit bones under. And as you push the earth away, you feel them shoulder blades spreading on the back. And then just come back to a flat back. And then when you come back to a flat back, I'm just going to get you to bring your toes together, the big toes, and your knees a little bit wider than your hips now. And then I'm just going to get you to drop your bum down towards the heels. And then just allowing yourself just to stretch your arms a little bit further forward with the hands, and then just release your forehead to the floor. Now, just being aware that your shoulder blades are not kind of hunching up towards your ears, just see if you can slide them down the back. And then with your inhale, come all the way back to all fours, to your knees. We'll just work with the breath a little bit. And then exhale, we're dropping the bum back towards your heels. The arms are stretching in front, the forehead just touches down to the floor. as you inhale, coming all the way back to all fours. As you exhale, just dropping the bum back down towards your heels. This one is just giving you a lovely opening around the lower back and into the hips. So as you move with your breath, as you inhale back to all fours, it's also strengthening your arms, keep your shoulders down your back. And as you exhale, it's also lengthening through the vertebra. So it's really lovely for the spine, as are all of the asanas that we do, all of the poses we do. They're all really, really nourishing for the spine. Last one, exhale back. Then come all the way back to all fours. And then from here, we just bring the hands a little bit closer to the knees. We'll bring the knees together. We'll come onto our knees and we're going to come all the way to a stand. So you can just step one forward, foot forward and come all the way up. So from here, guys, we're just going to find our feet so that they are hip width in distance. Nice and parallel. And I just want you to just, for a moment, just bring your attention all the way down into your feet. And I just want you to see that the edges of the feet are in line with each other, or the edges of your mat if you've got a mat. And you see that the feet are in line with the hips and the toes are running directly forward, especially the second toe. And then from there, you're just going to spread your toes. And then I just want you to feel where the ball of the foot is and where the heel of the foot is. And I just want you to press through them points. The ball of the foot and the heel of the foot, allow yourself to really, really spread the foot and press through them points. And then allowing yourself just to draw the kneecaps up. But if you know that you've got hyperextension and the knees float back, then just have a soft bend in the knees. So just being mindful what that is for you. And then you're just going to tuck your sit bones just slightly. Draw the navel back, then lengthen all the way up through your spine. Draw the shoulders up, inhale, and exhale them down the back. And then just turn your palms forward with straight arms. And then just imagine that you're growing tall with a piece of string that is pulling you all the way up towards the sky and lengthening you all the way up. And then just taking a few breaths here. So find a point of focus, maybe on the floor. Just let your eyes just rest. Let them be soft. And then just allow yourself just to inhale and exhale. So this is your mountain pose, your standing pose. So just being aware of the strength in your legs. You're still pushing through them points. The legs are fully strong and active. And you're lengthening all the way up through the crown and the shoulders are gently opening the chest. So with your next inhale, you're going to start to float the arms. So they're coming all the way by the side of your ears. Now keep your shoulders down. Notice that they kind of want to hunch up, but you want to keep them down where they were. And then with the exhale, just float them all the way back down by the side of your body. Just do two more, just like that. Inhale, floating the arms up. Keep the shoulders down the back. And then exhale all the way back down. One more inhale. Float up. Keep the shoulders down. And then guys, we're going to keep the arms here. I'm just going to get you to take the right hand and just take it around the left wrist. And then I just want you to keep your shoulders down and keep your arms exactly where they are by the side of the ears. And then you're going to ground through that, them feet, them legs are really strong. And then I just want you to exhale with your next exhale and just start to gently bow into the right side. So you're not allowing yourself to kind of slip out of alignment with the shoulders. They're staying exactly where they are. You're just moving through the spine as it slowly goes over to the right. Inhale back up. Shoulders stay down. Switch the wrist and then exhale off to the left. Keep pushing through the feet, especially the right foot if you're going over to the left. Feel that stretch in the right side. Keep them arms by the side of the ears equal. Inhale back up. And let's just float the arms down. Exhale just for a rest. We're going to go again. Inhale, float the arms up. Shoulders down. Again, take that right hand around the left wrist and exhale into the right. Ground through the left foot, especially. Inhale back up. Switch. Exhale into the left. Inhale back up and exhale, float the arms down. So this time as we go up, we're going to stay in hold. So inhale, float the arms up, shoulders down, taking again a hold of your left wrist. Exhale into that right side. Now see if you can find a few breaths here. Keep the shoulders down, keep your belly hugging in. Again, pushing through the feet, especially the left foot, shoulders are down. Jaw is soft. See if you can soften jaw. See if you can breathe. That length in your spine, observing how it feels to hold. Then bring it back up. Inhale. Switch the right. Go into the left side. And again, really anchoring through your feet, shoulders away from your ears. Find your breath. See if you can breathe here. Just notice how it feels to breathe, holding. One more breath. All the way back up. And exhale, float your arms all the way down. So we're just going to take your feet now so that they come in wider than your hips. So again, it depends on your comfort of stance. And just making sure, again, your feet have stayed parallel so you've not kind of let your toes slip out. It's almost like your toes are moving further in and the heels are further out. And again, we're just going to draw the belly back, just a little tuck in the sit bones. Again, the shoulders are back, the chest is open, this engagement, length through your spine, crown is floating. Then we're just going to bring your arms so that they're in line with the floor. Just check them, see where they are. They're in line with your shoulders. We're going to take an inhale here. And then with the exhale, just as you've just been doing, as we brought the right side to come in, we're just going to start to bring the right hand down towards the right leg, and the left arm is going to float up towards the sky. But again, just being mindful that you're not allowing yourself to kind of slip out of this. You're just keeping yourself in alignment. They don't even have to touch. Just come to what feels comfortable as you inhale back up. And then as you exhale, again, pushing through your feet, you're really, really strong through them feet as you come in to the left side, left arm towards the leg and right arm towards the sky. Head is just neutral. Inhale back up. Exhale back into the right side. Again, pushing through your feet, engaging that core, keep it hugged back. Inhale back up. Exhale back into the left, shoulders away from your ears. And again, just lengthening through the right fingers. Inhale back up. This time we're going to stay again for a few breaths. So as you come into the right side, again, just observing here how it feels. You're pushing through the feet. Your belly is engaged, so it's hugging back, so you're strong. And again, we're just finding our breath. Just allowing ourselves just to feel what the breath feels like as we move it in and out. One more breath. Inhale up. Exhale to the other side. Again, as you get there, just find a few breaths. Again, just observe how the breath feels. Push through the feet. Keep anchored. Keep that belly strong. Shoulders down. One more breath. All the way back up. Whew. And exhale, release your hands. So a little bit wider with your stance if comfortable. And then we're just going to take your right toes towards the short edge of your mat or forward. So I've got heel-heel alignment because as I was just like this, I just stepped the foot, the heel stay in the alignment they were. The left toes are tucking still as the heel is sliding slightly out and the right toes are pointing forward. Hands onto the hips, just elongate through the spine. Now, the shoulders are going to stay on top of the hips. As you exhale, we're bending the right knee on top of the ankle and we're keeping the shoulders on top of the hips. But this upper body does move, but it moves naturally because the legs are moving, but we don't kind of need to go with the leg. So just pull the waist slightly back so it stays on top. Then gaze down at your right knee, just so you can see your big toe. See that the knee is going off to the little toe side and the knee is stacked on top of your ankle. And again, elongate. We're just going to float the arms so that they're in line with your shoulders again. Check them out. You're going to just check down the left foot and just see that the instep is lifting and you're engaging down the edge of the left foot. Gaze down the right fingers. Let's take a few breaths here. Again, as you're gazing down to the right fingers, just glance down. See that you can see your big toe of the right knee and open it up more if not. So we don't want to collapse it in. This collapsing in will cause discomfort and maybe injure the knee. So we need to open it to the opposite direction. Again, one or two more breaths. Last breath. Then just bring in that leg straight. Just bring in that right knee, right foot in, and just sending that left foot out. So toes are directly towards the edge of the mat. And then again, just see your shoulders are on top of the hips, and then just start to bend into the left knee. It's coming on top of the ankle, or it's before the ankle. And then again, we're opening the knee to the little toe side. Checking out that right foot, that the heel is sliding away, the toes are slightly in. Instep is lifted, arms float. We gaze down the left finger, soften the shoulders down the back. And again, just find some breaths here. Relax your jaw. See if you can smile. And just allowing yourself just to experience the pose with a smile on the face. And then slowly straighten up, and then just float the arms down, and just slowly step your feet gently in. So this is going to be our last pose. So we're just going to see how our balance is. So we're going to bring the big toes together. We're going to bring the hands to Anjaneya Mudra at the heart space. So just bring in them to the heart. Just draw your shoulders down the back. And then we're just going to take the weight into the left foot, just transferring the weight. And then I just want you to lift the heel up and then start to open that right knee and just slide the ankle, the heel onto the ankle there. And you can rest here just like this. But if you want to challenge your balance a little bit more, you can just bring maybe the bases of the toe down and maybe just have it hovering just above the floor. Or you can even slide it a little bit further up the lower leg. And then just again finding your point of focus with your eyes. Soften the eyes, shoulders down the back, find some breaths. It's really being aware of that left leg, really finding some strength, the ankle and the foot. And also we're really working with concentration here. So it's really good for the mind. One last breath. And then just bringing the knee forward, just release that. And we're going to go into the other side. So taking the weight into the right foot. And again, you're bringing the heel off of the left. And then open the knee so there's a lateral rotation in the hip. And then slip in the foot wherever, or the toes wherever is good. Shoulders down the back. And again, some nice deep breaths here. And just noticing that the breath might make you a bit wobbly, and that's okay. We are mostly fluid and water, so allow yourself just to go with them waves. Things are always moving within the body. So if you need to move with it, go with it. One last breath. And then bring in the knee down, foot down. And from here, guys, we're just going to come all the way onto our back for relaxation. So just taking yourself down, however feels right for you. And we're just going to let your toes fall out to the corners of the mat. If you need to bend your knees and bring the knees in towards each other, that's fine too. Just allowing your palms to turn up, the shoulders to move down the back. And just closing your eyes. And just as you come to this position, just observe how your body has arrived now at this point. And just allow yourself a moment just to focus on the exhales as you move deeper and deeper into relaxation. Just allow the exhale to soften the body, relax the body. With every exhale, just let go. Thanks for joining me for this class, guys. I'll see you soon with some more. Namaste.